Thou art the glory of Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today on the Feast of Our Lady's Assumption, we once again look into what is our real home? Where is it located? Is it here on earth with the little pleasures and enjoyments which the world gives unto us? Or is it in heaven together with our Heavenly Father and with Mary and all the saints? The word Assumption means that Mary, our mother, she entered into the glory of heaven, but not only with her soul, but also with her body. It was, of course, most suitable that Mary should be taken to heaven before she died. Jesus himself had taken his body from Mary, so it was very fitting that her body should be glorified as soon as her life on earth was ended. Since on Sunday I preached you a little bit about purgatory, we should look today into heaven. What is heaven like? Well, we see a glimpse of it today. Heaven is a place of reward. Heaven is the place of eternal happiness. Even Mary, sinless as she was, she had to go through the veil of tears. She had to look into all the sorrows of this world after such great joy that she became the mother of Jesus, mother of her God. She had to behold him to be abandoned by all, to be mocked and tortured by cruel people, and then be put into shameful death like a common criminal. So, of course, if we want to be children of Mary, we should prepare ourselves that we too must face some tears and sorrows here on this earth. But after the wandering here on earth is over, Mary has given us a pledge and promise that as she was taken to heaven, we too will be taken to heaven, into our real home, where tears and sorrow be no more. And on this earth, because this is the place of sin and sorrow, we can only see a faint glimpse of the joys of heaven, like we do today. In the Old Testament, prophet Ezekiel, he was once told by God to take a brick and draw on it the city of Jerusalem. And Ezekiel was then ordered to destroy this brick, to warn people about the punishment which was about to come. And for a regular or casual spectator, destroying a brick with a little drawing on it wouldn't have been any big deal. But for the people of Jerusalem, those who were familiar with the real thing, with Jerusalem's beautiful towers, high and strong walls, and the magnificent temple, they, people of Jerusalem, must have shuddered at the thought of losing it. When they looked into that image of Ezekiel and then saw him destroying it into little pieces, smashing it to smithereens, they were truly warned that if they are not ready to behave themselves, then they are not ready to start to act according to God's standards, they would soon lose that beautiful city of theirs. So as much as this Feast of Assumption is the great source of joy to us, that we will one day be taken to heaven. It should also be a little warning, little reminder to us that unless we behave well according to God's standards and not according to standards of modern man, we also are in danger of losing this reward of ours. All of us who are here on earth, we see today Our Lady being taken to heaven and should be stricken with the thought that if we are in a state of a deliberate mortal sin, we will lose it. When we live here on this earth, we are therefore meant to act well with the salutary fear of God. But we should never be fallen into desperate tears or in the thoughts of a deliberate sadness. Here on this earth, it's okay to be sad sometimes, but if we are sad, let that be into us only a little bit of homesickness, that we must wait our turn until we see Mary in heaven. And when the life on this earth comes to an end in death, we should see our day of death as the day of reward, when sin and sorrows of this world exist no more. I remember in my exceptional years of my life, for example, that of the military and that of the life in the seminary, how often I was homesick. But those months and years in the service or in the seminary, I went through them because I knew that one day I would graduate, one day I would be back at home, and one day I would be a priest. And in the service, all of us guys, we were counting days until we finally would get back home. September 9th, 1998 is still the day which I remember so fondly, because that was the day of my release from the service into home. And of course, November 16th, 2011, still one of the happiest days of my life. So, dear faithful, if you see this world as your true home, then of course you are very often depressed and you are sad because you have to live in an imperfect place like this. But if you see heaven as your home, then you are pleased that and happy and joyful that one day you will see Jesus and Mary there. The day of your death, the end of your life on earth, that will be the happiest day of your life. This feast of the Assumption is therefore, for all the reasons above, one of the happiest feasts in the church calendar. To get to heaven, we must look to Mary as our mother, and we must love her and also imitate her. That's what it means to clean up your act and start to behave well. Of course, we must keep the commandments of God and commandments of the church. For example, to go to church on Sundays and holy days, do your Easter duty, and honor your father and your mother. But have you ever thought that when in St. Matthew's Gospel, when everyone is called to the last judgment, those who are judged to hell are sent there by our Lord because of their sins against charity? That was because they despised the hungry, the homeless, or the captivated, or the sick, and so on, and so on. It's relatively easy to keep the commandments if you have discipline enough. But it's very often very, very difficult to show love, compassion, patience, and charity towards those people who have wronged us. And when that happens, let us look into Mary, our mother, how fervently she prayed, even for those cruel people who crucified her son. Because we are not immaculate like Mary, sometimes we do sin against the commandments, or we do sin against charity. But if we have sorrow and contrition because of our sins, and we ask God's pardon and penance of them, our Lord will hear us, pardon us, and Our Lady, she will protect us. So, dear faithful, today, look at your mother. She is the best possible example anyone could ever have, and she is also the greatest protector anyone could ever have. If we follow her in her example of charity and love of God, our day of death will truly be the happiest one in our life. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.